levels from you.
You got levels from me?
Yeah. Oh, man. I bet it is.
Alone, so we got to.
Jesus Christ.
Josh.
It's that button with the metronome, man.
I see
it's
it.
The one next to 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
There it is.
There it is.
Cutting all this out.
I'm gonna put a noise cancel on your channel. This iPad is just not liking what you got going on. Oh, what I got going on anyway.
Well, I have reverb on my channel, and it sounds.
I'm so glad that I can't hear your reverb.
I wish you could.
We should. God. We should eventually introduce. We should definitely. Introduce effects into our podcast.
Yeah. Your cat. I'm going to hear cat and you're going to hear construction noise above me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did you hear my cat? Wow.
Meow.
I guess. Yeah. Okay. All right.
No, it's fine. It's,
is
yeah,
it fine?
Character.
Is it fine? Do we need to redo this?
No, it's fine.
Buddy.
Hey, man. Hey, is that a beer?
No, that's. It's the
is that a Sprite?
It's the beer bottle? Of waters.
Oh, it's Perrier.
The Perrier, man. Yeah, and I'm glad you said it first because I was going to say Perrier.
So. Look at you, man! You're drinking Perrier.
What do you mean by that?
In your like Santa Barbara home with your cats.
Yeah,
fancy, man. In your like is behind you. I assume is the drum set.
Saturday morning. Yeah, you can see it. You peep that? Well, it's I got
covered.
I have to cover it.
Oh, because of the cats.
Yeah, yeah. No, everything gets dusty, which is now interesting.
Oh.
Because I want to cover everything.
Because everything is like you want to cover your table.
Yeah, I've thought about covering. Well, I have a, I have a laptop stand, and that's just where the coaster is.
The world doesn't know that we're not in the same room right now. Now
well,
they do.
They do know since you said it.
And I just want to take a picture of my FaceTime screen right now.
Yeah.
Because it looks like a Perrier commercial.
One, I'm glad that you brought up today's sponsor. which is a bit of a departure from around this time last year when we recorded our first episode.
Yeah.
Who was our people then?
I can look it up.
You can look it up?
I'll look it up. Right. It's in the show notes.
But I do want to tell you, I have a keyboard that I use only, well, it's only out of my drawer when I'm using it for dust and there's... So you get used to your keyboard, right? And, you've been using it for a few years and the keys get a little more slick over time and they're just not as... And then you touch, like, a brand new keyboard and your fingertips are just delighted, or at least mine are. So I'm trying to keep this particular keyboard pristine. So right. I put it in a drawer when I'm not using it.
Right.
And... and so I covered my drum set and a few of my instruments, and now I just would it be weird to just put a drape over everything when I leave for the day, or is that?
Well, you could be our.
Guess I'm talking to myself.
Can you not hear me?
You know, I learned something from the last time that we had connection issues. And that's to not stop recording.
Oh,
that much more difficult.
I haven't stopped recording. I haven't stopped recording.
Yeah, you didn't stop?
No.
Yeah, see, me neither.
I can't stop.
No,
I
can't
stop. I won't stop.
We've both learned that you never stop recording, no matter what happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
I started talking to myself about covering all my stuff.
I heard that. I heard all of that.
Oh,
and then when you started saying, I guess I'm talking to myself, is when I heard it beep out and then it dropped the call.
I wonder if, is there any way that call sound is going to make it onto the, no, because
it should.
Well,
it should on my end.
Why?
At the very least.
No.
Because I'm recording your.
Yeah, but you're not recording it using the microphone. You're recording it using your...
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm recording everything it outputs.
Oh, so you're going to send me both?
Yeah.
You know, this is good time as any to let you in that I've been listening to Podcast Method.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and that's definitely a fun podcast, which is, I think, fun podcasts are a little more difficult to do solo.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he has a question and answer. Dan Benjamin has a question and answer section at the... Actually, throughout the entire show, he's just answering questions.
Right.
So it's almost as if he has guests. And he did have a guest on at one point, which was one of the, like, either episode 2 or 3.
I think it was 2.
But I was kind of excited to hear him describe almost the exact method that we used on our own. I don't know. Did you research anything, or did we just try to record this over?
Well, we just tried recording. I mean, the first time, if you remember, we did like the syncing thing where we tried like counting down together.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And that didn't work.
No.
But yeah, and I mean, since the last time we did it, you recorded the FaceTime channel.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm recording the FaceTime channel. And I think you are too.
I am.
Yeah. This is a double ender, right?
Yep, it is. It's called a double ender. And we can be adults about that.
Yeah. So you were talking about covering everything.
Yeah.
And I was getting ready to go on a little bit of a thing about like being... I don't remember if my grandparents did this.
Oh,
your grandparents may have done this. I don't know. But covering everything with plastic, right? There was like the plastic cover on.
You're talking about
all
the couch.
of the couches.
Specifically talking about the furniture being covered in plastic.
Yeah. And I think maybe you can do the same thing with all your stuff. You can bring that back. You can cover all of your instruments.
Yeah.
Cover all of your keyboard. You put everything away so nothing gets dusty.
Yeah, right.
And then you can put some plastic over your coffee table and your dining room table and maybe like your stove and your bed and just get like a pile of covers that you are constantly removing, or you just leave on there permanently so nothing gets damaged.
Yeah, I have a designer chair that I would mm-hmm. like to. It's in Columbus. It's in Ohio, and it's there because several reasons. But when I think about getting that chair back, I would probably keep it covered in plastic. But there's something. Okay, Josh, you don't use a phone case, do you?
No.
And why is that?
Because Joni Ive wouldn't have wanted me to.
Okay. Now that we got the top reason out of the way, like other things, it feels better to not
use. It does. It looks nicer.
Looks nicer. You're right. So
it's thinner. It's lighter.
I don't know. Like, it's almost, you know, you sacrifice the danger of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Go without that plastic cover. I always felt kind of like how some colors show more dirt.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of the plastic, it would probably just collect more things and you would notice more apparently how gross everything and everybody is, because like,
yeah,
the grime and stuff would show on the plastic.
Yeah, I used to have
wash the plastic rather than washing, like, just wash the gotta wash the plastic, then you gotta wash the couch. I cleaned my couch for the first time in my life.
You cleaned your couch?
I got
you, like, shampoo and conditioned it?
Yeah used Pert Plus.
Yeah, of course.
No, I got what's that? Upholstery brush thing. What type of brush is that?
Oh, that you were right. Yeah. I think it's an upholstery brush. Bush.
Got in there and scrubbed away, and you never notice how dirty something is until you're cleaning it.
Yeah, especially when you probably cleaned like one cushion and looked at the other one and said, "Oh,
no, I should get a new couch."
This couch was white when I bought it. I don't remember that.
Yeah, which is interesting because my couch is red. So who's bleeding all over my couch all the time?
I'm sure you had a lot of like cat fur that just like came up.
Like
there's like a whole other cat that you've basically put together.
I could make a cat mold out of cat hair.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend it, but you know, things you can do with your cat.
Did you teach your cat to use the toilet yet?
No, that is a failed experiment.
It's failed because you didn't do it.
Yes.
You didn't even bother.
Well, yes. Which I don't know if that's not failing. I think that still qualifies for a failure.
I guess so.
What do you call that? A false start? No, not even a false, no start.
Yeah, no start. You didn't even start.
It was too soon for City Kitty. You know, it's been a fucking year. We needed to slow some things down. We needed to think about this. And, you know, I think summer, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Warmer months.
Yeah. You're gonna teach your cat to poop in the toilet in the middle of August when it's like 100 degrees out?
I think that's the best time to you know, get your feline friends on your level.
Yeah. I'm scrubbing through all of our show notes right now.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see what our sponsor was in episode one, which was Gentleman Jack.
Hey. Cheers to 1 year ago.
Yeah.
When we,
I wear this Team Nate shirt a lot.
I need you to know that when I see you, Josh, in my memories, you are wearing a team Nate shirt. Like, when my subconscious accesses information about Josh, the Team Nate shirt is a part of it. I got the glasses, got the hair, got all that weird stuff that we experimented in high school with in there. And yeah, you're wearing that shirt.
I have no doubt that that's. I'm sure when we're like talking throughout the day and we're at work, you're thinking I'm wearing a Team Nate shirt at work.
Well, I mean, that's better than watching the videos over and over again and kind of quietly sobbing into your. Have I told you that that video still gets stuff?
We should. One of these days, we should just sit and talk about those two music videos, like what we remember.
Give them a director's, not
maybe.
Director's cut. What's that? Commentary?
Yeah, we should have like a commentary.
A commentary
over the 3-minute music videos that we made like 5 years ago. But like we just loop the video for an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're talking about the kitchen being on fire.
Hey man, sometimes you got to do it in post.
Yeah,
we should have just lit the kitchen on fire. That's what we should have done. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't our kitchen.
It sure wasn't.
Yeah.
Tell me how you doing.
Oh,
let's start at the top.
It's 11:36 in the morning.
You say that as though it's the earliest time that it could possibly be.
I mean, it's Saturday.
True. It's we are troopers in that sense that we are, you know, 11:30 in the morning on a Saturday.
Yeah. I've got
a beautiful view of your face in your office.
Yeah.
Are you feeling better?
Yes.
Cause last week, you know, you came down with a little thing.
Yeah.
No, the week before that, good. I came down with something. So,
yeah, we're all dying.
Yeah, of that I'm aware. but can you breathe? Are you?
I can breathe. I am good. So, it's 11:37 now.
Yeah,
minutes past. I've got coffee.
That's great.
Yeah,
I started the morning with a quiche And a coffee.
The quiche and a coffee?
Quiche and a coffee.
Did you make that quiche?
No. I'm not there
you
yet.
You went somewhere.
I don't pastry. I would like to pastry, but I don't yet.
Is a quiche technically a pastry?
It's got to be.
It's a pie. It's egg, right?
Quiche is pie, right?
It's egg pie, right?
It's if it has pie crust. Here, we'll give it the old college research.
The old college Wikipedia.
Yeah?
I haven't showered today.
Hey,
I feel real grimy.
You gotta...
My hair feels...
Seriously?
Gross.
Okay, when I'm going to type in, is quiche, you know, a pastry, I get,
yeah.
Is quiche served warm? Is quiche French? Is quiche gluten-free? And ooh. Is quiche Jewish?
Oh, well, those last two, I want to know. Is...
Yeah? Okay.
Is quiche a kosher gluten-free dish? Is it also... It's... If I got vegan eggs, would it be the greatest LA food?
Okay, we got answers.com on the case here.
Oh, it's not even like Yahoo Answers. It's answers.com.
I mean, Yahoo Answers would be better. Okay, I'm pretty sure it's been asked on Yahoo. That's fine.
Is there a question that has not been asked on Yahoo Answers?
I don't know. I think all answers are eventually make their way onto Yahoo. No, you know what? There is not that particular question asked on Yahoo Answers. There's one that says, "I am hosting dinner for Jewish coworkers. Need ideas."
bacon wrapped bacon.
Is that the same thing as, like, I'm having black people over? What should I
Yeah.
like?
That- Absolutely. I mean, whenever you come over, I'm like, I got to get a watermelon. I got to get some fried chicken.
Yeah.
Collard greens. I usually make cornbread, but that's not because of you.
Yeah, no, I know it's not. It's because of what's inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
I was mm-hmm. watching some type of television recently, and I learned that in... some Asian cultures, watermelon is something you give to your guests, you know, being a host.
Like you just like, you just hey, here's a watermelon. Thanks for coming over.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. And,
I wouldn't want that.
I wouldn't
like if I went to someone's house and they're like, hey, here's a watermelon. Peace out.
I think I
would be like, is that racist? Or do you just have spare watermelons? Because watermelons aren't even cheap either. It's not like something – I don't think they're cheap. I don't know. I've never bought a watermelon. But
never bought a watermelon?
No. Why would I buy a watermelon?
I understand. I mean, they're not
– I go to people's houses and they just give them watermelons.
They are the most inconvenient of fruits.
Yeah. I mean, you got to cut it open.
Well, yeah, you have to cut open most things.
No.
Of that. Yeah, most...
Bananas, you just eat it.
Yeah, but you got to get it open. You don't just eat the entire...
You put the whole thing in your mouth.
Would that freak you out if, like, you saw someone get a banana and they didn't peel it? They just started eating it from the top?
Yeah, I think it would.
I would laugh a lot at that.
I think if I went to... if I was out brunching and I looked over and there was a guy just biting off a banana, like without peeling it, I think that would freak me out a little bit.
I want to do an experiment. I want to go to a popular brunch place, get a table for one, and just do the most wrong thing. Like I would order my food and I would like pour the coffee over the eggs as if it were like, you know,
as a hot syrup.
Yeah, syrup, exactly. I'll eat my banana without peeling it.
Here's the thing. You could say that. You would never, ever, ever want to do that.
You misunderstand my lust for making people uncomfortable at brunch.
You are so willing to make people uncomfortable that you would eat an unpeeled banana.
Yeah. Put it on my Instagram.
Oh, Instagram. You'll get so many likes.
I love it. I'm a big filter fan.
Yeah. Filters on filters on filters on filters, if you could.
Also a band made popular in the 90s.
Filter? Right?
Yeah, filters. Mm-hmm. Or not filters. Filter. Singular.
Yeah.
I forget what their big hit was.
Oh, I wish I had the name of a Instagram filter in my head right now, but I don't.
They changed them.
Yeah, they changed them like once a year just to screw over with everyone.
Yeah, it's working.
Yeah. Gotham's gone. That's sad.
Gotham the show?
That was the black and white one.
Oh, Gotham the filter. Sorry. Yeah. I got it. Gotham. I mean, I remember Kelvin. Kelvin because it was the very last one and no one probably used it at all.
Yeah.
I don't think people used the first three.
Do people filter anymore?
That's exactly what I was going to say. I think I'm not sure. Filters were never making the pictures any better.
But, no, just unique.
Yeah, just right. And then, you know, well, really this is just about sharing what I'm seeing. It's not about coloring it a certain way. But we are not a good representation of what, you know, people probably actually enjoy about Instagram.
No. No.
The majority of my latest Instagram pictures are license plates.
That's true.
These people need to be.
Yeah. I was recently followed by a week ago, Private Men's Club, Private_Men's_Club. I'm shouting you out right now. They liked a picture that I posted a year and a half ago at a LA Kings game. And then they promptly followed me because they thought I was cool. And it's just poker chips and half-naked women. Every other picture is poker chips and half-naked women.
Yeah. Which, I don't...
You know.
I haven't had a... on Instagram, definitely real people follow, but on Twitter, I don't think I've been followed by an actual person in like a year. It's been just these spammy type things.
Yeah. Yeah, I follow you.
That's nice. That's nice. Do you like what I'm doing out there? You see me out
there?
Yeah,
I do. I like your vague tweets about something.
Vague.
That is in reference to somebody who's probably 3 feet away from you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely hear something and I want to immortalize what it is that person says.
Yeah.
In particular, there was one like a month ago that someone said red hats are in right now.
Yeah, no, nah, brah. I see that as your last Instagram picture is license plate, a BMW M3 blue,
yeah,
in the rain.
Yeah, it was raining, but it was worth it. We were stopped. We weren't going.
Yeah, you weren't being dangerous,
right?
Nah, brah. You're in Santa Barbara. What do you? That's how everyone talks.
Yeah,
right?
A little bit.
How you doing, bruh?
What would you get on your vanity license plate?
Oh, that's a good question.
You only got 8 characters to work with, or
is
seven?
It eight? It's eight,
pretty
seven
sure
or eight.
You can go up to 8, but the common.
Yeah. Thing. Yeah. I saw one yesterday that said like Raiders, and it, but it was okay. But it was R A, the number 8, D E R R S. Which I read as Raiders. Raiders.
Yeah.
I know what they're trying to say, but they did a bad job.
They did. If you put in the 8, you don't put the A in. It's already there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What I'm thinking is that that Raiders was taken. and they had to keep trying out combinations.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's probably got to be taken. Embarrassing to like be on your third username submission for your vanity plate. Mm-hmm. And you're just trying to get Raiders, and you just don't want to do another one.
You go to the DMV, and you're standing there at the window, and you like write something, and they go, "That's taken." Fuck. And then you like write something else, and go, "Well, that's taken." So you're gonna have right. to actually, you're gonna have to sit, like, and each time they ask you to sit down, right. So you have to like wait 20 minutes just to be rejected.
I'm going
to
say the third time that my vanity plate isn't accepted, like, just fucking make it up. Like, I'm not the unique person that I want to be in this life.
Yeah. I think maybe my, I was going to say maybe my vanity plate's like unique.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's the word unique.
Oh.
But I spell it in a weird way, yeah. Which I can't think of right now.
Well, I do need to tell you something. This is some information from Wikipedia, .org/vanity plate, which is a real URL. In some states and provinces, optional plates can also be vanity plates and are a choice for motorists who want a more distinctive personalized plate. However, the maximum number of characters on an optional plate may be lower than on a standard issue plate. So basically it's, if you get a custom plate, you might be able to have more numbers than if you got a standard issue plate. So, for example, in Virginia, they allow up to 7.5 characters.
What is a 0.5 character?
So a space or hyphen is counted as a 0.5 character.
I've seen this before, and I might be just drunk, and I don't know. I feel like I've seen, like, hearts as a symbol, yeah. Right?
Yeah, we're only so far from getting actual emojis.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we've got to have enough cars now where they're running out of combinations, so they're going to start with emojis, or at least emoticons. And I kind of want, like, a license plate that's, like poop, poop, poop cloud. Poop? Yeah, like, poop, poop, cloud.
Great.
Heart sign.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, how could that fit? But yeah, you're talking about the emoji.
Yeah, I'm talking about emoji. And then so I want that license plate, right?
Yeah.
And then I want to get a police radio.
Yeah.
And then I want to go on a high-speed car chase. Because I want to hear the cop say to dispatch, can somebody run the plate? Poop, poop, cloud, heart. And then dispatcher's like, did you say poop, poop? Yeah, yeah, you know, the little poop thing with the smile.
Can you, Which cloud? There's like three clouds. Is it the lightning coming out of it.
Oh, it's storm. Is it smiling or is it sad? You use emojis.
I do. It's a good way. They're like our age's hieroglyphics.
The aliens are going to come down and look at our messages, and it's like,
yeah,
what is this? What does this 100 mean? What is this 100 with the line underneath it? What does that mean?
So, what do you think that means? What does that like? Is that an affirmation?
Have you seen Larry Wilmore's show?
No.
The nightly show, the new show after The Daily Show?
No. Mm-mm.
So, in his show, he has a segment at the last segment of each one of his shows. Is a segment called Keep It 100, mm-hmm. Which is, you know, he asks his panel of people a question and he expects them to be 100% real, as the kids say.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And when he does that segment, the icon that comes up is the 100 with the line, with the red 100 with the line. So right. I assume
which one came
that's
first?
What that means. Well, the emoji came first. I'm just now activating emoji for the first time on my phone.
Are you joking? Really?
No, I'm 100%. I'm keeping it 100.
Yeah, you keep it. Definitely one. That's where we want it, Josh, is one. Definitely you want to keep it 100.
Yeah. Oh my God, there's so many.
My favorite.
This is when the podcast becomes Josh is an old man. And I,
if you believe that, look, you haven't established that thus far.
Yeah, and like there's so many emoji.
What I like doing is
there's dancing ones?
No, what? Dancing. Do you mean like animated?
No, like a pair of people. There's putting on makeup. There's a bride. What is this thing?
Wait, are you? I don't think you have the right thing.
I just installed the emoji that is built in
to
iOS.
Is there a dancing purple monkey? Did you download Bonsai Buddy?
No, it's weird. There's like a paperclip in the corner of my phone, though, and it keeps talking to me.
Looks like you're writing a suicide note. Would you like some help? Yeah.
There are so many strange emojis.
Yeah.
Why are there clock emojis?
In case you don't have the time to phrase out that time is passing. That's a really good question. Do you think emoji is running data on this?
Oh, and seeing how many people are using each one?
Yeah. Oh my good God.
Oh, if of course. Could
correlate the context. Who is using the like what? I would love to know.
The purpose. This is seriously when the podcast gets very weird, because I've never installed. I've seen obviously a lot of emoji. I know what they are.
Right.
Yeah. I've been sent many, but I feel like I've been sent 12. Like in the years since emoji became a thing, I feel like I've been sent 12 different emoji, and that is it.
Oh, okay. So I'm understanding that there are pages and pages of these.
I mean, let's see. There's 3, 6.
There's buildings and stuff.
Yeah, so that's what I just – there's a hospital. At least I think it's a hospital because there's an H on it.
Yeah.
And there's one that's just there. You just sent me a football. so there's an H with a building, and then next to it there's an H on a building with a heart, which I assume means baby?
Heart hospital.
Heart hospital. But then next to it there's a church with a heart. And then there's a regular church. Are people communicating plans with this? Like, are people sending secret – not even secret messages, but like, I'm so busy to tell you my baby's here that I'm going to scrub through these images and send –
tell me why you associate a heart with having a baby.
Well, okay. So it's a hospital, right? Let's say it's a building with an H on it. What other building with an H on it is easily identifiable? A hospital, right?
Yeah.
If there's a heart over the hospital, what else is it?
Love People hotel.
It's there's a lot.
That's what.
Oh, maybe it's hotel. Maybe it's hotel.
No, dude, hotel. Seriously, no. There's a what's that called? Emojipedia.org. And that emoji is called Love Hotel. And a Love Hotel is a hotel that can be hired by the hour. That's weird. Instead of as accommodation for the evening.
Oh my God.
Can be mistaken for a get well soon emoji due to the similarity in appearance to the hospital emoji or the ambiguity of the Microsoft emoji displaying a bed with a heart above it.
Oh my God.
So I think that they horse. Whorehouse.
If I send the H with the heart over it.
Yeah.
To like a that means let's go to an like a Knights Inn for $16 an hour.
Can you like I'm just like are we texting one of those escorts? Are escorts texting?
No.
And then they
I'm texting you. Like
this is great for me. This is great because you have you probably thought there was like a page of like 15 or like
emojis. Yeah. There's seriously phases hundreds. Of the moon. There's phases of, there's like a camel. Who Who's sending a camel emoji?
No, it's perfect.
I'm so completely confused.
My friend and I have a lot of fun sending nonsensical emojis. Actually, not even my friend singular, just anyone. Anyone. You start hitting that, you start scrolling through these and you just start sending, you know, stories. So you go like, you go rowboat, sunset, painting nails, and then like a few chickens, and you got a story there.
Wow.
Yeah. My favorite screens are the ones like the very last one, the symbols.
Uh-huh.
Cause, you know, I really want to get that emoji data. I really want to understand like anyone who's using these in like a.
This is astounding.
So I'm imagining like, so you're texting a friend to come over, and you want to communicate to them that they cannot bike to your house. So you go ahead and send them the no biking emoji.
Oh, did you just send me no biking?
Yeah, no biking. No water.
Oh, that is no biking.
No plastic. Like, the toilet. Hold on. Okay, so we got toilet, and then I'm gonna hit you with the love hotel. There you go.
No water in the love hotel.
No water in the love hotel.
That's like an R. Kelly song.
Yeah.
Love hotel. Oh my God! It's called Love Hotel. If you speak it,
non-potable water symbol, love hotel.
It says it's a love hotel. It is a love hotel. You're abs.
No portable water.
Non-potable water symbol.
Non-potable water.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, so, so we're gonna get a Amber Alert, and it's gonna have a it's gonna just have the non-potable water symbol.
I just want to put every emoji in a text message, send it to you, and just have Siri read it back to me.
How the fuck are we? How do we have non-potable water symbol and not taco? And it's been brought up. I think they're purposely not doing the taco.
There's not a taco symbol.
Yeah, there's not. There's like a hamburger. There's sushi. There's shrimp. There is a there is a battered and fried shrimp. You know how you can tell it's fried? Because it has a little breadcrumb crispiness to it on the edges. Like, and you're telling me we can't have tacos?
So the rumor. Oh, that and there's the shrimp. There it is. The rumor is that that Apple is building a like customizable emoji thing for like skin tone.
For skin tone?
So you can make black smiling face. Not racist, but like non like, because you know all of the main emojis are yellow, which you can, you know, I guess assume is white.
In the fucking world.
So, are you excited to be able to send, like, sweating face, but send a version of sweating face that is your skin tone? Or alien skin tone, like if you just want to be non-racial, just like purple. No, just purple. So like something that is non-ethnically based. It's alien.
It's actually really offensive to purple people. They're close-knit community, so they don't, you know, their voices aren't really heard, and I think it'd be unfair.
Okay. Well, now they can have their own emoji that they can send to each other that says, "Hey, boy, would you like to meet me in the love hotel?"
Kind of like the Simpsons. They didn't really have a race until there were other races in the Simpsons.
Black, right? Wasn't like Bleeding Gums Murphy? Wasn't he black?
Yeah,
like he was a darker shade of yellow than everyone else. Right?
There was just straight up black people. There was on Doug too. There was a guy that was blue on Doug. Yet Patty Mayonnaise like Doug likes that black girl.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting that it matches your skin tone. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But what I wouldn't like is for there to be a separate but equal emoji screens. Like, we made all of the white emojis. We made a black version of them. So I'm wondering if in interracial couples, they'll send each other. Then you'd have to have that hand-holding emoji. Like, you'd have to have, like, a variation of each.
Yeah. That's why they're just making a slider that says, would you like all the emojis to be darker?
Oh, word. Oh, it's a slider. Okay.
I don't know. I'm assuming.
Well,
Forbes, I'm very confused.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, please.
Forbes has a report on a emoji-only social app.
No.
And,
No.
Yeah.
No.
And what it's called is Emojly. And, it's, apparently, no. Like, it's going to work. Like,
sure.
It's not sure. Going to fail.
Sure.
And what I have to understand is why you would have a, why you would limit yourself to only emoji. Like, what is attractive about, is it part of being in, like, the in, like, group?
Yeah, that's what the kids are doing these days. They can only communicate with emojis.
I need to send you a screenshot of an example of a conversation.
No, I don't. Why are there cat emojis? Like anamorphic cat emojis?
When you say anamorphic, do you mean that they're, like, people?
Yeah, they're like people. Question.
Oh, you're saying why is there a cat that's like upset or crying?
Yes.
Because that's what we like to love. Do, Josh. We like
I don't understand. So question, is his phone smile? And then don't call me parents, maybe?
Parents? Where are you getting parents from?
I mean, they're two look like adults holding hands. They look like men, but, you know, that's okay. It's 2015.
We'll link to this this Forbes article in the show notes. You guys should determine for yourselves what this conversation is.
I mean,
why would you text someone if you can call them? I've done that. I've definitely said, hey, can you talk and do that? But, like, choosing to write it out with a phone, smiley face ? Seems like a roundabout way to, you know, Josh, people are having fun. Why poke holes?
We gotta stop this show because I don't understand what this response is. I think it's don't call, right?
Yeah, it's definitely don't call. Which actually it could have ended there, right?
And then what? There's a wrench, a nail, a hammer, and then email. I think it's we are building something. Email me.
Oh, at the end, definitely email me. Yeah, we're working, maybe.
Oh, we people working email.
Which... You know, if I sent someone a text message saying, hey, can we call? Hey, can we phone? And they said, no, send me an email. That would be like the communication would probably stop around there. Like, I understand if an email is more appropriate, but, give me a shout. I like the phone. I don't want the phone to go away.
Man, this is a whole new world of confusing.
I'm a little surprised that we're breaking emoji, like, that you are really diving into emoji for the first time on our show here. It's good news. Have you heard of change.org?
Is that like Obama?
It's a petition-based website. No, it has nothing to do with Obama.
Well, then I don't care.
Okay, I understand.
Because Obama's change. and hope.
Well, okay, so you know, how about this? It has everything to do with Obama and Obama's supporters. There's a change petition right now that you can sign for the taco emoji.
Okay.
Just to show you how serious emojis have gotten. The beginning of this is that Unicode Consortium? Yes, Unicode Consortium, a nonprofit that regulates the coding standards for written computer text that includes emojis, announced on Friday, November 14, that it accepted 37 new emoji characters as candidates for Unicode 8.0 scheduled for mid-2015. These candidates not yet finalized, so some emojis may not appear in the release. The taco emoji is a potential candidate for the release, but we need your help convincing that, all caps, the taco emoji needs to happen. Why do pizza and hamburger lovers get an emoji, but taco lovers don't? Here's a better question. Why do we need 4 different types of mailboxes or 25 different types of clocks? Josh, the conversation is happening.
Yeah.
Or VCR tape and floppy disk emoji. No one even uses those things anymore. Regardless, we know we are not alone. Taco Bell fans everywhere have been asking for a taco emoji for years. And now we finally have the chance to get... to help get the people what they want. America wants a taco emoji. Asian countries use emojis in a crazy amount more than we do. But, America wants a taco emoji. America needs a taco emoji. Help us. Sign this petition. Let's make the taco emoji official. Love. Taco Bell.
Oh, really?
I'm not joking. This was written by Taco Bell. Yeah, that's where we are.
This is like what Martin Luther King and Malcolm X.
This is what they were talking about.
This is real change. They were talking about. This is the change we've been. This real is change. What we've been fighting for. This is what the women's suffrage movement and the. And immigration. This is what we've been fighting for, us as liberals in the United States and around the world. You know, this is why Gandhi didn't eat, so that we could have a fucking taco emoji.
Yeah, absolutely. Just one more note about the emoji data, and then I won't bring up.
Oh no, this is the emoji show. We're doing it. This is happening.
Okay, that's fine. Well, okay, that's fine. Let's let this happen. My lust for the emoji data is growing by the minute. Like, when the taco emoji drops, I want to see this. I want to see the usage data. I want to see.
You want to see a real time graph of to have it go from zero to the most used.
It just
emoji.
Never stops. Gets out of context. Someone sends you phone smiley ? And you just get like 8 tacos in return.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what you can do? You can combine the emojis to get compound words. So say your friend's like tacos, and then you put a chicken and then a taco because you want chicken tacos. Right? And you can put a piggy for pig tacos and dog for dog tacos. Pretty good, right? Snake tacos?
Yeah, no, that's great. That's really, really good. What if it's Love Hotel?
Snake taco Love
tacos?
Hotel?
Yeah.
Oh, God, Love Hotel. Okay, dude.
Is that taking the context a different way?
It is, but I follow your shit, though. Okay, so you do Love Hotel, then you do a few of those clocks, and then you put the tacos, and then ? Like, going to Love Hotel, want to get tacos later?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
What I'm thinking is what'll happen with this emoji only app is how will you clarify what you meant if you don't have letters in case you have further questions?
Well, I assume this, like most social networks, this is all about hooking up, right? Every social network is really about people hooking up. So yeah. I assume that it's going to be things like Taco Love Hotel, which means like, hey, let's hook up.
Yeah, right.
And it's all about making sure your parents don't know what you're saying, because they'll see it and go like, what? Are they getting tacos?
Well, the parents will see it and they'll just assume like, oh, they're going to the hospital for the baby that's coming, according to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Kids. I don't understand.
Yeah, I think maybe a good like maybe April Fool's Easter egg type of thing. Get a, you know, like you'll have the emojis and they'll seemingly be regular, but every time you type one, it's just Love Hotel. Like you can't do anything but Love Hotel.
Love Hotel, Love Hotel. Why? I mean, there's some very violent looking emoji here.
Really? What is it?
Well, I mean, there's like half used cigarette, which is fine. And then you turn the page and then it's bomb, handgun, knife, pill, syringe with like a red liquid and two drops coming out of it.
There's a syringe emoji?
Yeah, it's next to the money bags, which if you just put that in order, it's like, hey, let's bomb and shoot up maybe and get some money for pills and syringe, like drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And then like then there underneath it, there's a money, a stack of money with wings, which I don't.
Yeah, well.
And then there's iPad.
Well, sometimes in the emoji only app, you need to communicate that you've done too much heroin to go to the chicken taco stand.
Right.
I did find a Fusion article about violent emojis are starting to get people in trouble with the law. And so what I do need to send you is this link here. And there's an amazing text conversation where someone draws out a threat. They drew out a threat. And what it is they did is they put in the scenery, right, at the top. Like there's clouds.
There's a
cloud and a sun. Like it's almost like they're recreating like the Mario stage with the sun. And then at the bottom, like a few lines down, kind of like where you use spatialness to draw something like the whale. Yeah. And at the bottom, there's a woman and there's several ellipses. And a woman, several ellipses, and a man, and several ellipses in a car, and they're all in the same line, about two or three lines below the clouds. And in a series of texts going forward, the car is getting closer to the man. And actually, wow, he used the regular walking man, and then in the next one, the car is closer to the man, but the man is in the running stance. And then in the next one, there is no man, and the car is in the place of where the man was.
Mm-hmm.
And the emoji after that is the emoji with the X's in the eyes. and the message after says, never flirt with my GF again, or I'll run the fuck over you.
Fuck yeah, yes. Man.
That's what emoji-only communication.
Yeah, I mean.
So impressed by the clouds.
Whoever Matt is. Really, I'm surprised he has a girlfriend, right? Like he set the scene in a very nerdy way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He threatened. Yeah. If you scroll down, there's like,
is there more?
Well, there's expressions that are you one can write with emoji, kill me now, which is three pills, the
right,
X's, and then the skull.
Right, yeah. So you because two pills wouldn't do it. You do two pills, X's, and then you would do the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do three pills, you do the X's, you get the skull at the end. Definitely.
Attention, RHS students. Bomb gun, bomb gun, bomb gun. I mean, jeez. God. What is happening, man?
All right, we're just done, man. We're done. There's a lot of, you know, parts of society and technology that are advancing. You know, the car is going to drive itself, you know, real soon. But three pills to all, man.
Obama, man. This is all his fault.
Obama's fault?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he did nothing for his emoji platform. You know, didn't do himself any favors by ignoring the masses.
When's Kanye going to come out with an all emoji song? Or a Drake? It'll be Drake probably, cuz he sucks. But you think Drake's going to come out with like an all emoji song that he like has Siri rap for him?
Well, I guess according to Billboard.com, Northwest, you know, Kanye's child has her own emojis. Or I don't know what this is trying to say.
She has her own emojis?
Well, yeah. I want to find
like
them.
Is it like the Northwest like compass symbol?
Hey, has someone thought of that?
I don't know. Are there compasses? Well, let's be honest. Kids these days don't know directions, so there's no use for a compass.
You're right. There's definitely no use for a compass, but there's so much punnery to be had with Northwest, like just having a person named that.
Yeah, can you add your own emoji? Is that a thing? Like you can, or is it just these standardized?
Well,
these standardized ones.
If we can return to our little tech nerdy lives for a moment, there's a really great team collaboration software called Slack. It's a lot like Skype. It's a lot like GroupMe. It's a lot like all these other chat WhatsApp and things like that.
Yeah,
it's used for teams. You can link to several other services. It's really cool. Definitely worth checking out. But you can put your own emojis in there, and we have had in my office. I've created several emojis for people at work, just like their faces. So I can have them say stuff. I also created an emoji on Friday, most recently for Starbuck of Battlestar Galactica fame.
Oh,
yeah. You probably didn't watch that series, did you?
I watched like 2/3 of it.
Yeah, that's totally fair. Totally fair to drop out.
I wasn't watching it. I had a roommate in college who was obsessed with it, so I kind of watched it by proxy.
Yeah, you know what? My friends that mostly when there would be a television on, be cooking shows, like college dudes that just watching, getting obsessed with Alton Brown and being all conscious of their kitchen, but then you know drink like two 40s and eat like a terrible pizza made from nothing.
Yeah, I just decided, I don't know why, because I'm an idiot.
Yeah,
I decided to search in the App Store for emoji, what other emoji applications there are.
Yeah,
and there's one called Urban Emojis.
Yeah.
You say this like it's okay, but there's like the first image in their like list is shoes and fashion, and it's just like Jordans and Air Force Ones and Uggs, and then there's like Ferraris on another page.
Is it called Is it called hip hop emoji or is it
no urban emoji?
This is racist as fuck. Like, I know that the faces are okay. So there's not only is there urban emoji. I see that one by Playground, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's that one, but there's also one on the App Store, the iTunes App Store, is called Hip Hop Emoji.
Yeah.
And the app.
Oh,
without
wow.
even looking at the emojis that it's offered. The
right.
icon for features a face
yeah.
with a cap that's on backwards. It's probably facing, you know, southwest. And
yeah.
a disembodied hand
uh-huh.
with dollar bills flying around it.
Making it rain. And then the first image says donk, which I'm not sure what that means.
We got dope. We got diva. Mm-hmm. Hey boo. I think white people say this more than black
what,
people. White people say this to be ironic more uh-huh. than black people say this.
Yeah. Hey bae.
Drops
what
mic.
What up, bae? Yo, what up, bae?
Actually, every damn hustling's pretty cool. I do want that.
I just, man, the world. Oh, Ibanji. Okay, so if you type in hip hop emoji, there's an app called Ibanji, Ebon icons, and I think they're Ebonics emojis.
Yeah.
Benjamin's beat face. There's an animated emoji.
That icon's supposed to be Rick Ross, right?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is.
Why does Man. Everything for black people on the internet look like this?
Well, you know.
No, I mean, no, there's sexy. There's, like, it's not. All right, you know, whatever. All right. Fine.
I'm gonna get off the hip hop emoji thing, but the
yeah, because I think we'll eventually be sad.
Like, yeah, but really one sad. Of the animated Ibanjis is like an emoji twerking with a thong on,
with a phone,
with a thong. Or the emoji's wearing a thong.
How does the twerking. Like? Is it just the face or is it an ass?
No, it's the back of the head. It's the back of the head, and then there's a body. And then it's twerking.
It's the back of the head.
Like, yeah.
What are we? That's the problem. That's okay. That's what are we saying right now? Like that. The
emojis are people
on
man.
Their face.
Mm-hmm. You see it? Do you see it?
I do.
Yeah, and it's twerking, man. And it's animated, so you know, like. It's just doing the whole thing. It might even look back at one point, I assume. I'm not buying it, but it might look back at you like, hey, look at me. I'm twerking for you.
Animated emojis are $2 with Ibanji.
Yeah, I just don't want that in my...
Ibanji.com. Let's look at their Twitter account. Let's see how they're interfacing with their audience. We got... 78 followers. All right, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
And yeah. This is all right.
This is
to be much more interesting, but it doesn't seem like it.
It's all we're all
maybe the tweets and replies will be more interesting.
This is how the world ends.
No.
Right. What's the line? This is how the world ends, not with a bang, but with a whimper. But it's going to be, instead of a whimper, it's going to be a twerking emoji. This is like people. You might remember when we were on the AIMs, the AIMs,
yeah.
And we had like the AIM speak,
yeah.
Which was, you know, the letter U for the word U, yeah. And R, the letter R for the word R, and other, you know. See you later. It's letter yeah. C, you know, all that crap. And our parents, or the conversation in the world was language. Our generation, we're not going to know how to use words or spell words.
Right.
Because, you know, we had this whole...
Well, not only other did we language. Start doing that, now the devices themselves like correct us as we go along. So
right,
we are the furthest from
self. But now we're devolving to, as you put it earlier, hieroglyphics.
Yeah.
Right. No, exactly. Now we're not even using words. We're just using pictures.
Yeah. That's 100% true.
Like soon textbooks are going to be written in emoji.
Textbooks, man.
You're going to have doctors.
We're going to get rid of the book eventually. Everything will be an experience. Everything will be a interactive, touch it, feel it. We'll probably have sex with a computer before we like virtually fix our car.
I assume this is why Apple's working on a self-driving minivan.
Because
it's supposed to come out in 2020, which is so far away, it's ridiculous to even talk about it. But
true.
In 5 years, we're gonna the society is gonna devolve so far, and we're not gonna be able to get off our phones long enough to drive our vehicles. That they have to drive them themselves while we send love hotel emojis. Hopefully there's like a taco emoji.
I was gonna say, maybe God we'll have forbid. A taco by then. You know,
yeah, and hopefully by then we have like Cool Ranch taco emoji and
yeah,
and other Doritos Locos taco emojis so that we can really express how we feel.
Yeah, I hope we have culturally appropriate emojis. You know, I'm tired of the white man's the white man's taco. You know, I want the real thing.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. That's totally an interesting thought. That, yeah, self-driving cars are not something that we want. We have just stopped paying so much attention that the computer has to drive now.
Right.
And you can't really be trusted with words anymore, so because you keep saying the wrong ones. So we're going to give you a set of pictures that mm-hmm. you can use to express your idea. You know how much easier it is to send a heart emoji than it is to type something nice?
Right, right. God forbid you actually tell someone you love them.
Oh, no, I do not.
With words out coming out of your mouth, you have to send them like a heart emoji. And
no way.
That means something to people.
It does. Oh, sorry, my cat was – wow, he climbed up on the keyboard there a little bit. Actually, to kind of tell us where – button up against an hour here, buddy.
Yeah.
It's been nice. I wish you were here, though.
Oh, God. I'm just so angry about the emojis, man.
No. You know, what would make you feel better? An emoji that represented you?
Like, like a properly biracial emoji wearing a Team Nate shirt?
Yeah, I don't think my old band's gonna make it into the emoji. but the band that makes a cool set of emojis will be a method of delivery. Like, yeah, our Spotify sales are up, our YouTube views are up. Oh yeah, you know what? This already happened. Lil B, you know, Bass God, he's got a set of emojis.
Yeah,
Bass God emojis. And that was a couple years ago, actually.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man, he hit it soon.
Yeah, man. Fucking get those emojis.
You know,
I'm just so sad. I'm sad for society, man.
Don't be sad. Jay. I'm going to lift you up here. You don't have to use the emojis yet. You don't have the emoji only social app. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to sign that contract.
Eventually, I'm gonna have to, like, if I ever have kids, the only way I'm gonna be able to communicate with them is with the emoji app.
I felt kind of bad about that because there was a time where I think my parents probably felt the only way they could communicate with me was because I wouldn't call all that often. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, like I'm positive that my mom learned, became technologically adept, a large portion due to it being one of the ways to consistently communicate with me.
Right.
Like it's weird to say, she's a good texter, you know? Kind of so yeah, you will have to adjust the way that you communicate to your eventual children. But
I mean,
look, we've got the car will drive itself, you know.
We've got Minecraft, we've got Facebook, we've got emojis. Like, are we going to be a society in 20 years that just doesn't can leave? Like, do you remember when Second Life was a thing?
Yeah, absolutely, loved it. Had a good time.
Were you a big Second Lifer?
No, I just really liked the idea. I played something very, very similar to it, which I cannot remember the name of it. I think I might submit something to that subreddit, Tip of My Tongue. You know, it's one of the surprisingly less misogynistic and racist subforms or subreddits, so it's pretty cool. It'll probably be ruined eventually, you know.
Oh, yeah.
More than, I think 2,000 or 3,000 subscribers is pretty much the breaking limit for when there's inevitably a shitty person.
Sure, sure.
But there was a game before internet-based, basically a reality buildings, and the point of the game was to communicate. I think that what'll happen is there will be this blending of worlds of, really, you should check out, it's a Microsoft product. It's like a virtual,
their new virtual reality thing.
Yeah, where it's, that's going to be definitely. I mean, could you imagine doing Second Life, except your Second Life elements were on your actual physical kitchen table? You know, like you could buy clothes and stuff in it. I see you being like, you know, not. Why doesn't this excite you a little bit? I mean, it should, or at least like see the potential that something cool could come out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine video. You know. Where
virtual reality is cool. Yep. I just don't want like a surrogate life, man.
Hey,
I don't want a second life.
You don't want a second life
where I'm like, you know, on my computer communicating with, you know, you've heard of like the World of Warcraft weddings.
No, what?
I didn't. Yeah, there were a few years ago, like a couple got married in WoW. And I think they met through WoW. I don't even know if they met in person.
That's perfect.
I know it's the future, and I know I'm just being an old man.
You are, kind of, a little bit. I guess, you know, hey Josh, I understand. If you take a good, hard, critical look at the state of affairs of our culture in particular,
right.
Yeah, it's bleak, but where's the, you know, we used to keep it posy, man. What happened?
Then I installed emojis on my phone.
I can understand.
And then I saw the future of humanity going slowly. I saw a twerking emoji, and.
Yeah. That image is burned into, like, putting a thong on the back of a, like, emojis aren't people. It's almost like the cat emoji.
Right.
Or the cat, you know, the cat that the cat. Has humanistic qualities.
Right. I don't.
I mean, amidst all this, I have fun sending, friends. Now that you have emojis, maybe you.
No, I already uninstalled it.
Oh no, I thought we were burgeoning on a new thing for us.
No, I saw the future.
You need to you just need to find your emoji voice.
I don't want to find an emoji voice.
Okay, fine.
I want my voice. It's why a podcast. You know?
Yeah.
I want the world to hear my voice.
Yeah.
Not my poop cloud heart voice.
Yeah, there's much, much less dynamics in texting, and then then it's even further removed from using pictorials. I mean, you just have a lot less. There's no metaphor, really. What I would like to experience is the first emoji joke, like a setup and a punchline told in emoji.
Right.
I would really like that.
Right.
I understand the stifling feeling that everyone uses. I mean, you know, it's we've talked about Facebook a few times. Like, you know, what if everyone is using this and you're not using it, then you're missing out. And even if you don't want to, it feels weird to engage in it. Yeah, I mean, dude, you can get away with not using emoji. Don't worry about it. Not, you know,
right.
You don't have to join us. I mean, we're with this petition. How about you join up when the taco comes out? Maybe you'll feel differently.
No. Oh my God. So I made a mistake. I decided to look up emoji jokes to see if somebody had already written an emoji joke.
Yeah.
And I'm on a website here where it's, what's it called? There's 17 clever and funny uses for emojis. It's surprisingly not on BuzzFeed. But somebody wrote a knock knock joke, but it doesn't end with people are playing Connect Four.
That is a funny joke.
Is it?
But it's like I said, like if this was the emoji only app, Jesus, you wouldn't Christ. Be able to get it. Holy shit. There's some people playing Connect Four.
Someone kind of translated the opening lyrics to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air song using many emojis. Not all. I mean, it's not all emojis.
This is...
Oh my God, so people are playing chess with emojis.
I think I found like a medium.
Oh my God. Someone.
I want to make some art, man.
You're on the same one as me. Go, just look at the last one. And this is when I think the show is over. I'm so depressed.
Okay, I'll just scroll to the last one.
There. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Why isn't there a love hotel there? I just want, you know, this is a radio show, so no one can see what I've just seen.
No, well, what do you do? Show note it.
I'm gonna,
but you should also describe it.
I'm gonna describe it. So on this page, which I will put in show notes, someone is texting with Bacon House. What the hell that is?
Dope ass.
And
name.
Yeah, and the conversation goes, why are there no crude emoji aside from the happy poop? And the Bacon House responds, you can put them together to make some, for example. And basically what they draw is someone like a ASCII penis.
Yeah, just give them the order of the emoji. They'll understand. Everyone uses emojis except for you.
So it's the number 8 equal sign and then like the palm out fist.
Yeah, black power emoji. Fist.
Yeah.
Which and is then weird that it's white. But.
Yeah, and then an equal sign with a D and then the sweat
capital
emoji.
D, though.
Capital important. D. Capital D. With the sweat emoji, and then another line, and then a bunch of spaces, and then the sweaty, sad-faced emoji.
Yep.
And it looks like
yeah.
It looks like a penis.
Yep.
That is ejaculating onto an emoji's face.
Yep. Mm-hmm. See, I didn't. What I'm going to do is spend a little bit of time trying to understand. I was child's play with emoji combinations when I was talking about the chicken taco. Like, this has been happening. So I need to, and what I mean by need is, I am getting a legitimate artistic inspiration from what people are doing with these, and I want to make something.
Yeah, well, music's done for you, right? You can get rid of that drum set. You can
get rid of
your keyboards and your mm-hmm. all that stuff. You don't need plastic to cover up your emojis. This is now your.
There is plastic in front of my.
You're going to be the Michelangelo of emoji art.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, how would I do that with an emoji? I guess you could get a Michelangelo Ninja Turtle emoji.
Cause I don't think people would
recognize.
Like, right. No one would know the artist. Like. Right.
Speaking of music, are you doing this week's intro? Or are you? I know that you got a lot going on.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the intro. I'm gonna use emoji.
You're gonna use emoji to do the
to write the intro.
Yeah. I don't know if emojis make sounds yet, but
oh no, Siri's gonna read poop, 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 poop. Poop, poop, poop.
I'd like that.
And that's going to be the theme song. It's going to be Siri reading poop on repeat forever.
I'm real excited to put this show together. This will be
yeah.
Episode 11.
Episode 11. It's when it goes off the rails.
That's true. And we are not going to save it. We're going to let this thing go wild.
Yeah.
Go full hog, full pig, full bacon.
Full chicken taco.
Full carnitas.
Where is the poop? I'm looking. I reinstalled the emoji app because it's very fast. Because it's already installed onto my device, unfortunately. I don't even see where is the poop.
A lot of people say the Hershey's logo looks like poop. And I don't know, I was kind of put off by that. Like, it's a brown candy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look up, there's an article in Adweek, like, just like Hershey's new logo is a buzzkill.
Like, oh, God, I hate this.
Smiling pile of poo. 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 Smiling pile of poo.
Smiling pile of poo. Bent. We could do a. That would be.
It's called. By the way, it's not the poop emoji. It's smiling pile of poo. Smiling.
Why don't we have more emotive uses of the poo like we do for the cats?
I don't know. Why isn't it sad poop?
Because
that's more realistic. If I send you a smiling poop, you're going to think, oh, did he just take a really good one? But yeah. Most often it should be sad. It should be a shameful look.
Yeah. No, it's
bad. And then or maybe it's taco poop. And then you go, oh, no, you had taco poops.
Love Hotel taco syringe poo. Jay, you want to wrap this up, my friend?
Yeah,
it's been. We need to rekindle. We did the. I guess episode 10 was in person. We need another one up here. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I think that's got to happen.
You come to visit.
I'll come to visit.
Feed you some of my cat. I've been eating the brown one last couple weeks.
That's why I haven't seen the other one.
Yeah, no, they're the green. Yeah. And, you know, we'll you know, I will try to schedule this with you using pure emoji, and I think you'll come around. I think by next episode you'll have come around.
Mm-hmm.
Dancing showgirls, dancer, manicure, woman wearing a bridal veil.